This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The North American International Auto Show, or the Detroit Auto Show, if you prefer, opened its doors for media previews today. And if you have never been to an auto show, let me tell you, man, they are an experience. Detroit runs 800,000 square feet. There are hundreds of cars, dozens of press events. Setting up for the thing alone takes months. But even for all of that, you can't actually buy a car at an auto show, even if you wanted to. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson explains the car show business model.
Detroit isn't Paris or Milan, but auto shows are a bit like Fashion Week.
Similar to having a Paris fashion runway type thing where all the cars can come out, whether it be a BMW or a Mercedes or a Hyundai, whatever it is, to put on display as in a world showcase.
Rod Alberts is the executive director of the North American International Auto Show. He says his Detroit show is focused on the media, generating lots of buzz for car companies' new lineups. But unlike a fashion show, visitors here can try things on, kick the tires.
Well, I'm actually sitting in a Ford subcompact car.
David Cole, a former professor of auto engineering, says that's a big draw for car manufacturers.
What they're trying to do is kind of publicize their vision for the future and see how well that aligns with the consumer.
800,000 people came to the Detroit Auto Show last year, and they're potential customers for local dealers. Here in the U.S., it's dealership associations, not manufacturers, who generally put on these events. Mike Wall is an auto analyst for IHS. He says even though dealers aren't selling at the show, there are benefits.
There's a lot of current vehicles that are at the show as well, and quote-unquote new vehicles will more likely than not be there within the next few months. So what you're doing is you're staging out that demand. You're creating some anticipation.
Suppliers also come to pitch their products and services to manufacturers. Exhibitors, sponsors, even visitors, they all pay to be a part of the action. Organizers say the Detroit show more than pays for itself. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.